Before we get started, if you love what we're doing on the Church Sound Podcast, do me a favor. Hit that subscribe button. Review us on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen on. Check out our YouTube channel. And if you want more information, go to our website, www.churchsoundpodcast.com. See you in the Matrix. Welcome to the Church Sound Podcast, where kingdom culture, real life, and technology intersect. I'm your host, Prentice Thompson, along with the pastor, Caleb Winley. We're here to help you get through Sunday. Could you hear the pastor? What about your live streams, social media? We provide solid solutions for all of your multimedia needs. Let's learn something today. Let's go.
Yes. Welcome to another edition of the Church Sound Podcast. I'm your home host, Mr. Prentice Thompson, along with the good pastor.
Pastor Caleb Winley, guys, how you doing out there today?
Before we even get started, happy new year.
Brand new.
Happy new
brand
year. New. Happy brand new.
Yeah, man. The old is passed away.
The old is passed away. Old Lang Syne. He passed away. Him gone.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, Mr. Lang Syne. Him gone.
No doubt. No doubt. Gone.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Listen, just want to thank you guys for hanging. This is, you know, this is 2 years now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And they've been with us the whole time.
They've been with us the whole time. So we're just so excited.
Yeah.
For you to be a part of this, and we're so excited for your involvement with us and looking forward to expanding. Sure. We have a lot of things cooking.
A lot.
You're going to see a lot of emails and
establish
some new partnerships. So, very excited to have you guys part of the expansion of the Church Sound Podcast. We're now doing our training with Invisible Media Training and Invisible Media Consulting. We'll talk about all that stuff later. But welcome to episode number 83. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's, bro.
Happy brand new year.
Yeah, man.
Happy brand new year. Listen, like we're gonna do, like we always do, say this just talk about our sponsors, Metro Podcast Studio, hottest podcast studio in New York City. Mm-hmm. If any of your podcasting needs, make sure you hit them up, metropodcaststudio.com, for live streaming, audio recording, post production, podcast production, anything you may need, and remote recordings, which is really, really cool. If you want someone to come to your locations and bring the gear with them and present it and edit it for you, they're
good.
The best. MetroPodcastStudio.com for all of your podcasting needs. So, let's get into what we always get. First of all, how are you, brother?
Brother, I am good. I am enjoying this brand new year. And looking forward to better possibilities. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm excellent, man. I'm excellent. Pressure brings diamonds, baby. You can't have diamonds without pressure.
I feel you.
Nah, so you got right no pressure. Listen, I'll say it like this. If you have no pressure, you are not growing.
This is true.
Not growing.
Yeah.
Because conflict and pressure...
Right.
Brings the best out of people. So
exactly.
That's there so you true. Have it.
Yeah.
If you have no pressure, if you are not growing, if you're not being stretched,
right.
Your knowledge, whatever it is, if you're not being stretched, then you are not growing.
So true.
And there it
so
is. True. You know, I'm a very busy guy. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, it's a picture of the future, man. That's all
It's shoot, picture of my present. Lord Jesus. Anyway, hey, listen. So let's get into what we always get into. All of our new listeners, we do this thing called Sunday School, which is funny stories that we find in church that are funny to us, those who work in church, been in church, whatever church you may have been in. We deem it funny. So let's get into...
Okay, class is time.
Sunday School.
That's it.
I'm the man on the mic today.
Is...
And I got my 3 points.
All right, there it is. Let's hear them.
Okay.
Let me make my decision.
Yes.
time.
Oh, stand on the word.
Okay. Stand on the word.
The senior pastor. And a question mark. The senior pastor.
Okay.
And greener pastures. So.
Greener pastures.
The senior pastor. Question mark. And stand on the word.
Right. You know what? Let's just go stand on the word.
Stand on the word. Yeah. $49.99. This is back when I was a wee lad. A wee lad in the continent of Harlem, New York City.
Okay.
I was a small lad in the land of the living. And
Oh, man.
You know, so we're at church, obviously at church. And you know how people can take things literally?
Oh, yeah.
Literally?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how sometimes pastors can, like, illustrate things?
Yeah.
And sometimes they shouldn't. They believe in the example of the illustration.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Pastor's up there preaching, and the Lord, he bring down. Yes, he did. And he had the word, and the word of God. Well, here's somebody here go. So.
Oh man!
So he took his Bible and he lays it on the ground. He said, "You gotta stand on the word."
Oh, God.
And he was like, "It'll come through your feet, through your knees, up in your heart. You even gotta read it. The Lord will transmit the word.
Stand on the word."
If you stand on it,
yeah.
If you stand on the word, he will transmit the word from your feet to your heart.
Yeah, I ain't seen that one, but okay.
And I'm sitting there like, because I'm a wee lad.
Right.
You know, in my head, I'm going, what the? What? Young man, you got to stand on the word. Come up here. Stand on the word. The word's going to touch you.
Through my feet, bro.
Through my Converse sneakers.
Oh, you know, my God.
And my, you know, my church shoes and my church socks. The word of God is going to penetrate the soles of my feet. God. Run through the veins in my legs and my arteries.
Through my
muscle fibers. Mm-hmm. Into my heart and my mind. All he said, you ain't even got to read it.
Don't read it. Just stand on it.
Stand on the word. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs of all ages. Sunday school. So,
yo.
Point of reference. Please read.
Yo,
like please read.
It's funny. I think we talked about this maybe like 2 years ago. I think I used that as an example. One of the kids was in children's church, and I was allowing somebody to minister, somebody that we both well know. And he did something like that. You got to stand on the word. The word will always hold you up. And da da da. And he got on top of the Bible and the Bible slipped.
Oh, from gosh.
Underneath him.
Oh, gosh.
And so I'm overseeing this lesson and I'm saying, yeah, see, guys, don't stand on the word, because if you don't read it, you're going to backslide.
Oh, God. That's too funny. Oh,
yeah. That's too funny. That's amazing. Because Sunday, we're going to talk about that with that brother, because it's so funny.
Oh, gosh. That's too funny. Well, anyway, so let's get into our topic. And the topic today really has to do with, you know, every year, everyone, we kind of go through our New Year's resolution.
Right.
And what a New Year's resolution is, like, you just haven't found a solution for the prior year. So you now you got a resolution for your solution.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's preface this by calling this the brand new solution.
Okay.
Like the brand new solution. The thing That's about good. Solutions is this. It's centered around an issue and a problem that's okay. identifiable with a solution, whether it be in personnel, equipment,
okay.
topic, right. frame of mind, dedication, discipline. It's all framed around an action. So this is when New Year's resolutions go bad. Like, so I'm going to go back. This is recent. This happens every year. Okay. Everyone here knows that I'm a gym rat. You know, I'm not as radish as I usually am, but this is about to change very dramatically. But I'm a guy that will be in the gym four to five times a week. That's normal.
Okay.
Every year, those of you who go to the gym, you know, at a certain time of day, same people come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
people who are there early in the morning are normally your most serious people, or people will come in after work or come in the middle of the day. It's a certain hour. You see the gym yeah. rats in the morning. Like, most of the gym rats are in the morning because they want to get it in. You know, yeah. and you can go to a gym where they got right. enough weight. You know, look, they got 50-pound dumbbells. I'm like,
right.
know, I need at least 75, 90s. That's for me. That's how I train.
Right.
So,
okay.
We can always tell the calendar year.
Yep.
Because the specials will go out, you know? you know? Get ready for the new year.
Uh-huh.
You need to prepare yourself for the new year. And right. I tell people all the time, I say, your beach body starts in November.
Right.
That's when it starts. It starts in November.
Yeah.
So it's two times a year this happens. It's the new year, and you see all the new people come in with their new gym clothes, new sneakers, and their new headphones, and they're in, like, they're all matching. And you know, you could tell. And we would sit in the gym and go, she's not gonna last but a week.
Right.
And him, like he just blew his money, you know, because then you would see how they work out. So you would see right. people doing these crazy, ridiculous exercises going, you're not doing anything, you know.
Yes, just, you're working your neck.
Like, you just like,
exactly.
You know,
screaming and like,
screaming, acting ridiculous.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
I seen a picture of a guy. I'm gonna get off track, but I seen a picture of a guy on the sit up machine, right?
Uh-huh.
Eating a pizza.
Yeah, that says it all. That says it all.
Mm-hmm. So you would have these people that have their own, not their own internal twisted knowledge of exercise.
Right.
Or what
right.
exercise should be, or what exercise should look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then they twist it to their own frame of mind. It comes with their own idea. Yep. So let's take that and apply that to the church, in a sense. Let's take audio just for hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
You're a church that you want to better your audio. You want better audio in your sanctuary, and you want better audio on your live stream. The issue is that your wireless microphones keep going in and out,
mm-hmm.
and you have a buzz on your subs, and you are live streaming from your phone, and it's not plugged into the console. So,
right.
However, your solution is for the live stream. You said, "I'm just going to bring the mic closer to the pastor." You know, this is the pizza with the, this is we're going to tell it. This is pizza with the setup. See, this is your idea of the solution.
Right.
I'm going to bring it closer to the pastor. And for the wireless microphones, We're just going to share the one that works. So we can do hot potato. You're going to share the one that works, and that way you'll always have a clean signal. Now for the buzz, we're just going to cut the subs off, because then that would solve the problem. Then the buzz would be gone. See, that's the banana in the tailpipe. See, that's the pizza on the sit-up machine. That solution is an internal, twisted solution that has nothing to do with moving forward. It has everything to do with staying where we're at, not moving forward, and putting a Band-Aid on an open wound.
On a bullet wound.
On a bullet wound.
Right, yeah. It's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. So then you call us in and we tell you you're going to need surgery. So what you're going to need to do is patch the audio into your phone. How are we going to do that? You know, the pastor, he real particular about that. See my face. Those who watch it, do my face. He real particular about the you know, he don't want that thing in the, you know. But he said if we get it closer, people can hear him better. I would say, sir, but if we can plug into, oh no, that's too much. That's just too much. That's too much. Yeah. You gotta come up with something else there, boy. Gotta come up with something else. No, that's the solution. Oh no,
we're
close. And so then you get people that's caught in this cycle, and then you may have a young person that may have all the answers.
Yeah.
That person, this young kid is like sitting there going, if you do this, and then you get the old person that goes, that ain't how we do it here.
Right.
Dreams die with that ain't how we do it here.
Yeah, because you're going to put a kibosh on it. Yep.
So what do you say when it comes to solutions and resolutions? Like, how would you deem it?
I'm not a big resolution person. So for me, resolutions die on the cutting floor. You know what I'm saying? My deal is, if you're going to do something, go do it. Because I already know, my own personality. I know I can be very, what's the right word? I don't be committed as much as I want to be. So like I'm the dude that'll start in January and you won't see me again until, you know what I'm saying? I do January, February, and then I'm gone because I'm starting to feel good. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a little sweat off of you, you know, but, I'm not a resolution person. I used to be, but for me,
ultimately, with
a situation like this,
apply that to the church though. To a church.
Right. So when it deals with the church, my thing is, this is what has to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, and so those are the conversations that you have to have with a pastor, not the board, and just say, look, sir, I understand that these are the people that you work with, and they're afraid to tell you the truth. Sir, this is what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. If this is not done, if we keep moving the microphone closer, pretty much the mic is going to be slapped on your forehead, and you're still not going to get what you're looking for. It's just not going to work.
Right.
You know, and so it's, you know, that I kind of over the years got to that place where it's like, okay, look, I don't want to hear that's not going to work. It's just not going to work. This is what you got to do. And people don't like it, but it's the best thing to do. So like, I have to tell myself at 5 o'clock in the morning, okay, if you want to lose weight, you got to get up. You got to move. You got to get to, you got to, no excuses. Nothing else is going to work for you. And so I'm rough on myself. And so sometimes when I come into situations with other pastors and situations with other or media teams, I got to be rough with them as well. So look, this is what works. Scientifically, this is what works. Logistically wise, this is the only thing that is the only option that you have. You know, so yeah, that's how I deal with it.
So I would probably say to a church who are, if you're saying we want to move forward, we want to improve our audio, video, live streaming, lighting, presentation, if you will, in right. the sanctuary online, is that you have to look at examples that are tangible, examples that are obtainable in a time frame that you would like to accomplish it. Meaning that if you're saying, okay, because normally your budget starts around January. So you're looking at your budget, you get your budget for right. your department. And departments should have budgets.
Oh yeah.
Departments should, and if your church doesn't, then y'all need to talk about some organizational things, that you should have a budget. So what I would do is, when I was the executive director for the audiovisual ministry at our First Baptist Church Hampton, I would look at the budget of the year and then say, what do we want to accomplish this year? And I would meet with the pastor, and I would meet with the executive pastor, say, what are the goals for this year? This is what I see that we can do better. These are the things that I think that we're lacking. These are the things I think that didn't go well. These are the events I think that didn't go well. These are the events I think that did go well. And this is what happened during these events, during this service, during when this person came in. These are the things that went wrong. These are the things that went awry. So for consistency, I'd like to do this. I meet with the music minister. And I would say, listen, what can I do to help you in your ministry? Like, what do you think you need from me for your ministry to flourish? I would meet with the different departments. Because the thing is about audio and video and live stream and all these departments, we're the octopus in the middle. We have the tentacles. Our tentacles spread to these. We are the support of these ministries. So think about it. You can have an AV ministry and no one preaching. You can have an AV ministry. You can have a great sound system and no musicians or singers. All you have then is equipment. So we are tentacles to these different ministries that then help them to flourish, help the church flourish, and help God's word, the good news of Jesus Christ, get out to the masses. So I always ask questions. How can I help you? And these are the things you can do with technology. These are the things we can do with what we have. These are the things we can move to another department to have this department flourish. Say you want to do more outreach, and if you want to have youth outreach, you need your system need to be banging. Right. You need not show up with a system from Walmart. You know, you need some subs, you need some tops, you need a speaker. You know, you need your joint to be banging because you're trying to, it's youth outreach.
Right.
This is what gravitates them. Music, sound, effects, all these things, DJ, you know, all these things that you need. So how about we just take the system that we have in the church, right, and then make that the mobile system and get a new system for the sanctuary, so this way we can have, maybe the youth need their own facility.
Right.
How about we just get a system for their facility, and then teach one of the kids to be the head tech there, and we just oversee it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So these are the types of questions that these, what do you want to see? And then what I would say is, then you work backwards. And what I mean by work backwards is I learned this from, you know, a great pastor. He said you work backwards, meaning that you look at the date. And I do this with everything. So you look at the date that you want to have something done. Say it's, I want to finish my second book, and I want it released by June 2nd. Mm-hmm. So what are the steps from now, working backwards, that will get me to that release date? So it may, maybe the first step is updating what your artwork is straight, proofreading, and all your dates for writing. You know, you maybe want to write 3 times a week, 4 hours a day, 3 hours a day, whatever it is. Get it over to the editor. All these things are steps.
Right.
So these things need to be on the calendar. So if they, but if the, and I say this to my wife all the time, if it's not on the calendar, it don't exist to me. Because I got too many things spinning. So it has to be on the camera. It has to be on the calendar. So my wife, she'll see me, and I'm like, when I'm talking to someone, I'm having a meeting or something, I'm like, okay, cool. As soon as I get off the meeting and I have a meeting schedule, I talk to my phone. Hey, I can't say it now because it'll turn on. Blah, blah, blah. Schedule a meeting for such and such. Or remind me at 3:00 to do blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because I know that it has to be on my calendar. It has to be on my schedule. So what is your yearly schedule?
Yeah, most don't have one.
You have to have a yearly schedule because to obtain goals, you have to have markers.
Right. You know, it's closer. Funny. I've seen pastors who have it for their lives, but don't have it for their church.
Oh, wow. Never heard of that one.
You know what I'm saying? Or have that end of the year meeting and say we're going to outline the whole year, yet and still there's no kind of follow through. Like, okay, well, we said we was going to do this here. Where are we? We said we was going to do this. Where are we? That, those things, you know, and that's, those are some of the major issues that need to change, you know, in a lot of these, you know. So if that's you as a pastor, then that may be something that you need to make sure, okay, well, let me start following through with my teams, so that way not only do I excel, but the church excels and gets where it's got to go. You know what I'm saying?
You know, a lot of times it's knowing when to remove something. It's addition and subtraction.
Right.
It's addition and subtraction. So look at it this way. Okay, I want to lose weight. I can't have cupcakes at night.
Right.
That's subtraction. Addition is 5 a.m. I got to start working out.
Right. Right. So
it's addition and subtraction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So inside your ministry, what is the addition? What is the subtraction? So this is all about assessment, and this really having a solid church self-assessment based on the department and based on the church as a whole. So, because all of these departments form your church. So get with the departments. And I always mention my mentor, the late, great Dr. Joan S. Parrott, who really, really, really honed me into the organizational part of my life. And you see it, you know, in my life, but I wasn't always like that. It took someone to say, you can do better than this. I'm not accepting this from you. You're so much smarter than what you presented to me. I need you to go back and think about this. I need you to go back and dig deeper. And the next time I see you, I need this, like this. I needed that because I thought I knew everything. And I figured I didn't know a whole lot. I figured out. I thought I was organized. I was just moving stuff around the table. But she taught me actionable points. You got to do this. Do this. This is the goal. And so we're going to do this. We're going to work backwards. And then we're going to have steps. And then you're going to stick to these steps. And then you're going to report to me about these steps. So this is a process of me doing these steps. So to the point where when the word of God says, train up a child the way it should go, you should never depart. That could be to anything. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I always use this as an illustration of driving. So those of you who drive, I want you to, I want to ask a question. I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
When you drive, what do you think about?
What am I thinking about? I guess the focus for me is the people on the road trying to make sure nobody dies.
No, I mean, what's going through your mind? What's going through your mind? What are you doing in the car?
Oh, okay. I guess it's different. It depends.
Okay, so let me just make it simple. When I'm in the car, most time I'm thinking about what I got to do. I'm thinking about planning. I'm listening to music. I'm listening to a podcast. I'm going through all these ideas that I want to do. I do my best thinking driving, thinking. You know what I'm not thinking about? Driving. Because driving is subconscious now. When you first start driving,
right,
all you think about is driving. When you the first time you get behind a wheel, you're like, your focus is driving. You're like on the wheel, like, oh my God. Once you drive, it's second nature. So what does that mean? That means the behavior is embedded in you. To the point it's subconscious. You're not thinking about it.
Right.
You have to have these actionable things in your life. And you can attest it because you see this in me. That it's just part of who I am now. But the things she taught me, I learned clutching the wheel.
Right.
The organizational part of my brain now subconsciously works. Before, she had to make me work it.
Gotcha.
So, so when you look at your church, what you're trying to do, you have to have these actionable things so that this time next year, know what happens? It becomes subconscious. It becomes automatic.
Right, right.
Your team will start thinking that way. The departments will start thinking that way. And all of a sudden, these actionable things that needs to happen in every department will now come together a lot more succinctly because everyone is on the same page of understanding organization.
So true. Yeah.
So I would definitely say if you're not that type of organization, there's tons of information out there to show you how to do that. There's tons of churches out there you can use as examples. I was listening to Michael Todd, Crazy of Faith. Those definitely go check it out. The last episode was just nuts. The stuff that he gave away was just retarded.
Well, like $7 million.
And he said something that was really powerful. He said, you know, Steph Curry, those of you basketball fans, Steph Curry just broke the 3-point all-time record, right?
Yeah.
Steph Curry is such a great shooter that the moment he steps over half court, he's in distance. Now think about that. The moment he steps over half court, he's in range to shoot.
That's crazy.
The moment he steps over half court, he is in his range. Now think about that. So what does that mean? That means he practiced that.
Right, right.
That means it's subconscious.
Sure.
He's done this thousands of times for years to the point that he can pull up from anywhere.
Yeah.
And no one is shocked. See, that's the thing. No one is like, oh my God, look what he did. No. This is normal.
Right. This is what he always does.
This is right. But no one's ever did that before. He changed the game.
That's good.
So someone shooting from 30 feet, 40 feet, people never did that as a regular. Him? Yes. Because why? It's in his range. So the question is, this is the biggest question. What's in your range?
Right.
What's in your range?
Do you know your range?
Or do you know your range? And what's the range you want to be at? So this is what I mean by goal setting. This is what I mean by planning and organization. This is what I mean by subtraction and addition. This is what I mean by that. Because all of these things played a part in the success of December 2022.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. Say it. Say it. Exactly.
No, I wasn't going to. I've been working on not saying that this year.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I had to find another one. Wow. Wow. That's good.
So
that's really good.
Is there anything you want to add in closing?
Nah, I mean, bro, you said so much. I guess again, you know, just let's not bring, you know, last year into this year. You know, let's not look at what we did and how we did it. And it you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, right. Let's try to make ourselves better, be the best we can be. The kingdom is bigger than Sunday. And so if it's bigger than Sunday, then every day should be a marker of how big the kingdom is. Mm-hmm. I think it's important for us to shine in every single area of our lives all the time. I think we can do it. But if we have a small last year mindset, okay, we didn't perfect that, so we're not going to try to perfect it this year. No, that's the wrong way of thinking.
Right.
I think solutions are to make us better. Not just to solve the problem. The solution is to make us better. You know, when you spray something on your stove to clean it up, it makes the stove look better. You know what I'm saying? It makes the experience of cooking better. So let's be solution-minded in this season and this time where we're at. And look at those areas of that may not be broken, but they dusty. Mm-hmm. It needs some looking at. It needs some upgrading. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that happens in a lot of people's lives where, you know, I know on my phone, it begins to glitch a lot. Apps begin to glitch when they're not updated. How much of our lives is glitching, but we're okay with it because it still works, because it's still functioning. It's still giving me what it gave me last year, so I'm all right with that. No, we can do much and we can be much better than what we were last year. We can be greater. And I think that's, you know, it's funny. Last night I was, I had my son, we was laying in the bed. We was watching The Matrix. And this part from The Matrix, the old one, the first one. I went back to watch the first joint.
Yeah, because the new one's about to drop. Well, now it's time to see the show and we have dropped.
Exactly.
We're going to see that.
Oh, yeah, we got to see that together. So there was the one part where he goes to see the prophetess or whatever. And she was like, "You're not the one." And he walked away believing he wasn't the one. Because it wasn't about what she said. It was about what he believed. And it's like, if we don't believe that we can be better, we'll never be better.
Right.
And I think that's something that if 2021 should have taught you is that we can be the best anywhere we go. Regardless of COVID, we still shine. Not because we're New Yorkers or wherever region you come from, but because we chose to be better than we were, you know. So let's definitely embrace a solution mindset. Let's upgrade. Let's do all the things that we need to do to make ourselves the best we can be, so that when we enter into next year, we're not looking at what we didn't do. We're looking at what we can do even better. The next step, and for the next generation to come, because our greatness affects their.
Right.
It makes them better.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs of all ages.
Yep.
If you enjoyed this segment, I hope this inspired you to propel yourself into into the brand new year.
Yeah.
And be excellent, strive to be excellent, and strive to make better decisions and choices within your ministry. So let's get into what we call...
Yeah.
30 seconds and gone. Freestyle.
I'm about to get it.
About to get it. So, my brother, I got a question. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. I'm ready. Since we just passed the holiday season, I thought I'd ask you. So, as a kid, when did Santa Claus... When did you know Santa Claus wasn't real? What age?
I think that there was one moment in my life where I busted my mother's boyfriend putting presents under the tree. And that was that point that the delusion was destroyed. So I was like, yo, what are you doing? This is not your job. You know what I'm saying? And like, I was like, went back to bed. I was like, dang, man. There is no Santa Claus.
There is no Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is my mom.
I know a girl, her mom kept it up till she was like 12.
No.
And she would, dude, and she believed it.
Oh my God.
I can't even make this up.
That's horrible.
Said, no, Santa Claus is real. I was like, what are you talking about? You 12.
Oh, man. Yo, it's like your brother, though. Your nephew goes to school. Was like,
Spider-Man.
There is no Santa Claus. I'm like, yo, bro, just because you know, don't burst the bubbles of other kids. I mean, kids is crying everywhere. What is this? There's no Santa Claus. And this is daycare.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? That's so yeah, funny. Man.
All right. So, best Christmas gift as a kid?
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Wow, we went old school. Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
That was the best gift.
Okay, fake tree or real tree?
It's funny when you're a kid. For me, it didn't matter because it was a tree. You know what I'm saying? But when I became an adult, it really started to matter. Because the daggone pine cones
and the needles.
The mess. Yeah. So but for me, I think for the tradition of for the feeling of it, I'd rather do a real tree. You know, the smell, the all smell, of that.
Right, right, right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
there's right, something right. there's something to that. You know what I'm saying? That adds to just the holiday feel, you know. So yeah, for real.
Okay, so as a young adult, did you like to go roller skating or go to the club?
As a young adult? Okay, I never skated. So
wait a minute, hold up, rewind. What go on now, son, huh?
Yo, remember now, you got me by a couple of years, but skating for me wasn't an exciting thing because we had the more metal clunky skates and you had the screw at the bottom. For me, that wasn't it.
Roller skating rink, like not like in
the side. Even
you
when
never
I went
to a roller, you never went to skate.
I've gone, but I've never gone on the ground. I've never been on the
ground. Oh, so you was the dude on the side trying to talk to the kids.
Yeah, man.
You was that guy.
I was not, or I was the DJ. I was definitely not the person on the floor. Nah, man. I wasn't about to embarrass myself.
Favorite 80s, 90s DJ?
Favorite 80s, 90s DJ would have to be Kid Capri. '90s would have to be Flex.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs of all ages. 30 seconds and going freestyle. Yeah.
Freestyle.
I'm an animal. You can't stop me.
Hilarious.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs of all ages. We just want to thank you guys for tuning in.
Sure.
Be sure to look out for the newsletters that are coming your way shortly. Mm-hmm. A lot of good things we're going to share with you guys. A lot of new partnerships that we're venturing into.
Yeah.
And so we're going to say, like we always say, keep God first in everything you do. See you next time on the Church Sound Podcast.
No doubt.